Oh, Peaches, look.
Do you think they're alive?
Hello? Are you okay?
Anything? I know we're not supposed to use our magic on humans, but...
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Let's at least check if they have a pulse first.
Okay. You check the wrist, and I'll check the neck.
I can't feel much from the wrist. What about the neck? Peaches?
Oh, sorry, Yeah, I can feel it. It's very faint, though. They're kind of cute, aren't they?
Yes, and they're going to be kind of dead if we don't get them out of these damp woods. Come on, we can levitate them back to the cottage.
You'd better do it after what happened last time.
You're probably right. Okay.
You make it look so easy.
It is easy. You just don't practice enough.
Well, I guess it's a good job I have such an amazing sister to depend on then, isn't it?
Oh, it is a good job. Sometimes I wonder what might happen if...
Oh, you're awake. Don't panic. We're gonna get you back to our cottage and take care of you.
Be still, human. We are friends, here to help.
Can we take them back through the gardens?
That sounds like a great idea. We're gonna need to pick some herbs anyway.
Oh, you'll love the gardens, human. It's my most favorite place in the whole entire world.
Mine too, but I'm biased. Oh, here we are. We'll go through the mushroom garden first. I want to pick out some chamomile and lavender. And then maybe some mushrooms for some soup?
And then my grove for some peach blossom? I bet my special cordial will make them feel as good as new.
Perfect. Ah, here we are. Can you pick some of that lavender for me, human? Yes, that's the one, thank you. And peaches. Peaches?
Oh, they smell so good. Chamomile is my favorite. I got you a whole bunch of it.
Perfect. Now, let's make our way over to the grove. Oh, you'll have to excuse the growth. We used to keep everything so trim, but we found that the wilder the grove and garden, the more beauty it attracts.
Clearly. Oh, you meant like the wildlife. Oh, yeah. We get plenty of species here.
That's right, we do. Maybe we can show you the fireflies tonight.
Oh, well, we can't have you wandering around in your condition now, can we?
She's right. You'll be easy prey if we leave you the way you are. It's very important you let us heal and help you.
This way, human. The grove is always so peaceful at this time of night. Autumn, would you mind getting me some water from the spring? I'll go get the blossoms.
Human, would you like to help me? Here, take this cup. And now hold it beneath the stream. That's the perfect amount. Thank you. Follow me.
Here we are. Do you think this will be enough?
Enough? You could make 2 or 3 batches of cordial with that.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could have some too, as a treat.
That sounds like a lovely idea. Shall we go into the cottage? This way, sweetie.
Hello, Cyril. Look who's back. And look, we have a visitor, too. Oh, he thinks you have a treat for him. Here, he loves the peach blossoms.
Oh, I think he likes you.
He definitely likes you. You must be a good soul.
Shall we get you all settled in and clean you up a little? This is our extra bedroom. Sometimes the Shroomies need taking care of, and this is the perfect place for some TLC.
Please get yourself comfy. I'll stoke the fire.
And I'll prepare the tea. How do you like your tea, human?
That's how I like mine, too. How are you feeling? You've had quite the day.
Oh, you poor thing. That sounds like a horrible time. Well, we're here now. We're gonna take care of you. Good care of you. Here, a nice cup of tea infused with our magic. You'll be feeling better in no time.
How's the tea? Good. You deserve only the nicest things, human. I really hope that we can help comfort you. In fact, let's start by cleaning you up and making sure you don't have any nasty cuts or bruises.
Yes, stay nice and still while we examine you.
A little cut here. Do you remember how you got this?
It's okay, sweetie. You might have gotten it when you collapsed.
Well, you look okay on the outside. Is it okay if I wipe your face and ears? Thank you. Maybe I can do this side and...
I'll take the other side.
Yes. There. How's that?
I promise we'll be very gentle.
You have such lovely features, human.
You do. And you are so patient. I am very glad we found you.
There, all clean. Feeling better?
You look better already. Let's get you all cozy in bed. You'll need a big sleep before you venture off again tomorrow.
Usually, when we're caring for the mushroom sometimes, they like us to comfort them until they fall asleep. It does usually speed up their recovery, doesn't it? Is that something you'd be comfortable with?
We can whisper to you and play with your hair for as long as you like.
Perfect. I'll just scooch in here.
And I'll get myself comfortable on this side.
Does that feel comfortable for you? Good.
Your hair looks so soft.
It does. Oh, it's lovely.
Just like its owner.
Yeah. You really are a lovely human. We've met quite a few humans in our time. Most of them are very unkind, and they even try to harm us.
But you have been so kind and accepting, even letting us help you. I hope you know that you are always welcome here at our cottage, should you be this side of the forest again.
Hello. I hope we'll find you under better circumstances next time. You must take care of yourself. You're very important.
And now you are very much adored. I don't think we'll forget you anytime soon.
No. In fact, I wish you could stay with us always. You are so precious.
You could be like our little pet that we dote on and protect.
You look so sweet with your eyes closed. I know you're going to have such a deep and restful sleep. Just feel your body getting heavy and sinking. We've got you.